Science. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we will. We will. It feels so long ago now, but Derrick Rose, remember him? Derrick Rose?
Mm-hmm.
The face of the Chicago Bulls, as recently as 2016. How about that? That feels longer than that. Was he really the face
of 2016? Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
He wasn't the team's best player in the later years after repeated injuries, and knee injuries in particular, draining him of his explosiveness, but the former MVP and first overall pick was still the team's marquee player. As a native of Chicago's South Side, I thought it feels so special, doesn't it, when you have like a star come to your town and gets to play here, who's
Absolutely.
From here.
And you don't see it that much in sports either.
No, not enough.
No.
Because there's a rooting interest. Didn't get any better for Rose than playing for his hometown, and then it ended with a phone call. With the release of the new documentary, Pooh, which is apparently his nickname.
That's his nickname, yeah.
The Derrick Rose story. It was revealed cameras were on Rose that moment, the moment when he learned that the Bulls had agreed on a trade that would send him out of his hometown to the New York Knicks. Rose was emotional, to say the least.
You do hear about, like, trade rumors here and there.
Here it is. Here it is.
What's up, E?
Alright, so I just talked to Phil. The trade is gonna happen to the Knicks.
You lying. You serious?
Yeah. So I wanna let you know first. So just talk to Phil. It's gonna happen. Alright?
Yeah.
Okay, or are you just
in awe?
And I feel really bad for making fun of his knees now. I know. Oh, don't man. You feel bad for all the things that people said about him sometimes?
You know, and
I don't.
And the video, you should see the video too in the documentary. But the video, yeah, you see a broken up guy who doesn't want to leave his hometown, and you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why he does. That could be anything. It could be like his house, and I don't know what it is. But it does remind you of how fickle a sports landscape can be. We didn't like Derrick Rose. Maybe he's a little arrogant here and there, but we didn't like him because he got hurt. And he got hurt, and he never kind of came back, and we were like, oh, we expect more! And we kicked this kid out of town so fast. And now, what is he, 28, 29, 30 years
he's
old,
really
probably?
Yep.
He's a free agent, and there's some rumblings about to do right by Derrick Rose to come back to the Bulls next year. And it wouldn't be, I think that'd be great.
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah.
We have one more clip from Derrick Rose in this new documentary.
What was the phone call?
That might be traded to New York.
Just found that out now? What was the phone call? What did he say?
Really just telling me to prepare myself because something might happen.
But you don't know when, how?
In the next couple of hours.
How do you feel about that? What are your emotions?
Anxious. It's funny, everything plays out in this business or in my life, period. It always be twists and turns like this. I don't know how to feel right now. Like, I'm anxious, but shy. It's shy, man. That shit made me who I am, man.
I gotta say, I'm very surprised. About that, I would never have expected that level of emotion over that move.
That was 2016. We're seeing that now. I'd have a different, feel for Derrick Rose if I would have
come
saw
on
that.
Back,
come on back,
man. Come on back. All right, checking in.
He's got to bring Anthony Davis with, though.
That'd be nice. We'd love to. He's a Chicago guy,
that's
too.
What I'm saying. Make all the Chicago
players
come back.
Both
right.
of you come back.
Yep.
Checking in at
number four.
Big day for Lauren Lapka. The circle is complete, Star Wars fans. Episode 9, the title, though, it's kind of a problem for some people. The Rise of Skywalker, that was revealed today, right here in Chicago at the convention. They're kicking off the Star Wars celebration. The Rise of Skywalker trailer, that was unveiled today as well. It leads off with Rey, the lead character, standing in the desert in communication with Mark Hamill. Remember the Skywalker, Luke Skywalker. That is how it starts.
We've passed on all we know. 1,000 generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
Super creepy, that laugh at the end.
Yeah,
there's that laugh.
I just got goosebumps again. I wasn't even watching it. I was just listening to it.
Tell us what we took away from that, because I just heard a lot of sounds and, you know, from
Luke is talking to Rey, right? Rey, it's only a shot on her in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the voiceover. So Luke is saying, it's now your fight.
You can communicate through the Force. Right. And the idea is, Luke Skywalker has kind of become a part of the Force.
Right.
Mm. Damn, it's deep.
It's very deep, yeah.
Kevin doesn't care. He's just like,
is
whatever.
This like a part whatever. Of like... Like, don't they have... Oh, forget it. I'm so confused.
You don't even
thing.
Have a question what's to
like,
ask?
Like, aren't there like kind of offshoots of the actual like order of the Star Wars?
Yeah,
movies?
There are.
So is this an offshoot or
no,
is this
no.
like part
this is a
real
of, deal?
So this is like a big one.
This is the follow up to.
Whoa,
last
well now era. You guys should have said that in the beginning. Jeez, now I'm very interested.
Yeah. And it's not a prequel, it's a sequel, right?
It's the trilogy.
Is it the last movie
of the third
this
trilogy?
This is the last one, yeah.
Whoa. If you guys said that in the beginning,
there
were
nine planned. This is the last one.
I get the sense Kevin's mocking everyone on the show right now. You know, they just also unveiled that they're planning already for the next 10 years of Star Wars. So you think about this franchise and how long it's been around. One of the most successful franchises of all time and intergenerational in terms of its appeal. Yeah. How it's going to keep going on and the kids of today are going to continue to be Star
Pretty
Wars
Pretty impressive.
Fans.
There's a whole convention at McCormick Place right now just dedicated to that franchise alone. They splintered off from the Comic-Con, and it's just Star Wars.
It's all here. It's all going on, so say hello to everybody over there. Let's check traffic right now with Lauren Lafka, Star Wars fan. It is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
All right. Let's give away one more pair of tickets here for Todd Rundgren, 312-981-7200. If you are the 19th caller, you'll get those tickets. He's going to be at the Athenaeum coming up on the 23rd and 24th. Each night, completely different set lists of Rundgren's hits, deep tracks spanning his 50-year career. Get those tickets at LiveNation.com. But 312-981-7200 right now, caller number 19, and you'll get the Todd Rundgren tickets.
Good luck. Awesome stuff. We're in the middle of the top five at five here, and we're checking in at...
Number three.
Most women at one time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
How do you know?
Because I...
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it never happens to them, and most women at one time or another have done it, so you do the math.
You don't think that I can tell a difference?
No.
Get out of here.
You know that clip for sure. 30th anniversary screening of When Harry Met Sally was no anticlimax. Billy Crystal reunited with Meg Ryan and director Rob Reiner at the TCM Classic Film Festival in Hollywood last night. And the comedian told some fun tidbits about the movie's famous scene.
We were talking about the phenomenon of women faking orgasms, and nobody understood that that's possible, especially Rob. And... Meg said, "Well, I should have one. I should have one." And I went, "Yeah, like in a public place, in a restaurant." And we started laughing. And I said, "Then we'll cut to a woman who says, 'I'll have what she's having.'" And then we're all like hysterical. So here we are, years later. It's one of the more famous lines in the movies.
Totally was unforgettable, right? Checking in at.
Number two.
There we go. He must have had his head in the clouds. An NBC New York weatherman dropped an F-bomb on live television yesterday. Morning meteorologist Chris Cimino didn't realize the mic was hot.
Oh, rookie move.
I know. Your mic's always hot, right?
Always.
They tell you that. You always have to act like the mic's hot. Well, this was a rather unfortunate situation as well. Adding to it was a talkback with the Today Show anchor, Al Roker, and cut over to him for the Big Apple forecast.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself...
Oh, embarrassing. Right. Embarrassing.
So he's fired. Right.
Ever happened at your station, Lauren, that you were at, and little words that weren't meant to be on the air?
Fun fact, actually, this has kind of happened at one of the stations I worked at, But it was someone that wasn't even on air. They were in the studio next door because it was one of those sister station mm-hmm. things. And he was so angry about a sporting event. I can't remember which one. And he screamed the F word at the top of his lungs. And you could hear it over the air on our station. But nothing ever came of it. But I was like, oh, my God.
So he wasn't mic'd himself. But it was just the mic picked it up because he was that animated was that and loud. Expressive. Oh, my gosh. Embarrassing.
Luckily, it was like 10 p.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday.
No one heard that.
Right.
Yeah, no one did. They always do. They always, always do somehow when that happens. You realize how many people are watching.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Checking in finally here at
number one.
Ah, here's a little something to make you smile as we head into the weekend. Irish broadcaster Ivan Yates and politician Michael Healy-Ray had a fight on television this weekend that was an explosive and quite comical to watch. Healy-Ray spoke out in support of Irish football chief John Delaney, who's currently facing scrutiny over the Football Association of Ireland's FAI governance and a $100,000 bridging loan he received from them. Yates conversely called the performance an embarrassment on Healy-Ray's part, and that's when the argument began to just, well, it spiraled out of control.
Michael Healy-Ray, we've had our disagreements on this program. I've described you as a national embarrassment over issues.
I've described today, you as a couple of things
today.
To
today,
it's not all one way.
It was a craven leprechaun performance from you today, and I was embarrassed for you that a member of our parliament would be so obsequious to someone who was not answering questions, who was stonewalling and hiding behind his lawyers. Were you not embarrassed with what you had to say? You didn't ask one question, and you were defending the indefensible.
Do you know, your rudeness goes beyond belief. If that's the way you invite a person onto your show and you go slapping the table like a spoiled little pup. Do you know, I'd ask you a question. Who do you actually think you are? Inviting somebody on as a guest and treating them like that and asking a question in an insulting and derogatory way.
How can you justify your performance today?
But an arrogant bully.
It was
what you actually are. No.
It was craven and it was leprechaun because you just want a few quid for a few goalies' nets in Kerry.
Oh,
what
you
do you think it means to call them leprechaun?
I learned some words there. Yeah, I was like, how are they using that?
Yeah.
That's not how we use that word. Let's wrap it up.
The top five at five.